Congress approves bill to release Epstein files that will head to Trump's desk. Lebanon says Israeli strike killed 13 people near Palestinian refugee camp. Cristiano Ronaldo attends White House dinner alongside Saudi crown prince. Suspected Hezbollah member goes on trial in Germany. Things happen. Trump defends Saudi crown prince over Khashoggi killing. Bodies of missing mother and child found in freezers in Austria. Two Ukrainians working for Russia behind rail sabotage, Polish PM says. Zelensky to meet Trump envoy in Turkey in bid to intensify peace talks. At least 94 Palestinians died in Israeli prisons in 2 years. Human rights group says ex-Harvard President Larry Summers steps back from public role after Epstein email release. Venezuela's Maduro ready to talk as U.S. ramps up pressure. Brazil creates new indigenous territories during protest hit COP30. On the front line of Europe's standoff with Russia's sanction-busting shadow fleet, why India's poorest state continues to struggle with illegal alcohol sales. Baby Shark, how a 90-second clip created a $400 million business. A Chinese firm bought an insurer for CIA agents, part of Beijing's trillion-dollar spending spree. I hated that I looked Asian, K-pop Demon Hunter's star on her struggle for acceptance. What does Trump want with the boat strike campaign? Shelters plea for Gazans as winter rains raise fears of more disease and death. Sheikh Hasina, the pro-democracy icon who became an autocrat. Quiet piggy. Trump responds to reporter after Epstein question. New video shows stunning aurora borealis over South Dakota. Watch, hundreds of sheep cross historic German city during annual tradition. Moment. Ex-Bangladesh leader Sheikh Hasina's sentence is announced. Watch, three Nestflix peregrine falcons each take flight for the first time. EU to set up central authority for critical minerals procurement, report. Gold prices recover as fiscal concerns, U.S. rate uncertainty drive havoc demand. Top U.S. Army officials in Ukraine in attempt to revive peace talks, Politico reports. Oil prices dip after 1% rise, higher U.S. crude stocks, Russia sanctions in focus. U.S. data center demand raising power risks this winter, regulator says. Global oil refining profits surge and may stay strong. Google DeepMind opens new AI research lab in Singapore. RBC launches hearing aid sector coverage, warns of slower market growth. Brookfield launches $10 billion AI infrastructure fund with NVIDIA backing, report. Brookfield seeks $10 billion for new AI infrastructure fund, WSJ reports. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.18%. Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 down 0.25%. Elon Musk attends Trump dinner with Saudi crown prince in potential reconciliation. Star Entertainment in Australia fails performance hurdles for seventh straight year. Elon Musk, Jensen Huang to talk AI at U.S.-Saudi Forum. U.S. confirms sale of $700 million air defense missile system to Taiwan. U.K. pay settlements rise to highest in 2025, Brightmind says. API weekly crude stock surpasses expectations, indicating weaker demand. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics says SEP producer price index due out NOV 25th. U.S. factory orders rebound as expected in August. Spain raises next year's spending ceiling amid growth targets lower deficits. U.S. jobless benefits rolls in mid-October were the highest since August, Labor Dept says. 5 minutes from autocracy, how Georgia U-turned from its western path. Canadian housing starts fall more than expected in October. China expected to keep rates steady for sixth month as PBOC turns less dovish. Bank of England to cut interest rates in December and again in Q1, 2026. High-stakes budget in store for edgy UK markets. Morning bid? Hush falls over markets ahead of NVIDIA China to suspend imports of Japanese seafood amid diplomatic clash. Kyoto Asia markets teeter ahead of NVIDIA earnings test.